For decades now, the city's been monitoring visitor counts at Hanama Bay, but it's overdue for a carrying capacity survey to understand the toll that the thousands of visitors a day may be taking on the bay, particularly the coral, which has been degrading over the years. We talked to City Parks Director Michelle Nakoda about the need to assess what's happening to the Marine Preserve. Researchers with the University of Hawaii Sea Grant College are focusing in on particular areas of overuse in the bay, and they've just started the capacity study last month.
What they're doing is they're looking at different areas like the back door, the keyhole, the channel, and the witch's brew. So they're getting information, and they're doing basically tests on it. And first the inventory, and then they do their testing and everything on it. But as far as I know, that's basically what they broke it down into, those areas.
And I understand that part of the study will include temperature monitoring. They've got some kind of automatic loggers that are recording temperature in the water.
Yes,
Tell us about that.
Sure. So what we're doing is they're doing what they call the sediment traps that they place in the field, and they leave it for like a period of 30 days. You know, they weigh it and they collect any of the depositing sediments. We do monitor our visitor count every day, and basically we're looking at usually on an average the 3,500 a day.
And you folks have made a point of closing Hanama Bay to visitors, you know, one day a week.
Yes, and during that day on Tuesday, we actually let it rest, of course. That's one of the main reasons. And then we also do, you know, detailed cleaning, and we work on things that we can do, like sand cleaning and making sure that we detail clean, you know, the area as well as, you know, grass trimming and those type of things that we can't do when we have a big crowd, because every day we have a big crowd otherwise. I don't know what the results of the report will say, you know, and I mean, because they're going to basically say, well, you know, the carrying capacity should be at, you know, 3,500 per day or 3,000 or whatever it might be. They will determine that number for us. So, you know, at the last carrying capacity study that we did, it basically said, you know, not more than on an average 3,500 daily visitors. So that was basically, you know, what it came out to be.
And when was that one done?
I want to say in the 70s.
Oh, wow. It's been that long.
Yes. Late 70s, I want to say.
Gosh, I don't know. Is there anything else that you could share with us just about how the city's trying to manage that bay better?
Well, I think a lot has to do with that, you know, our commitment as a city to basically get that carrying capacity study done every year.
And I understand that the Hanama Bay facility has a new film that they rolled out, that the old one that was in there has been updated now.
Yes, it has been updated, and we hear a lot of positive comments about it, and it's been a real plus for the visitors.
Now, the educational film, which updates the do's and don'ts of the bay, is offered in seven different languages. The results of the carrying capacity study should be completed next summer.